Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking MBA with the National Cattlemen and Beef Association's Darren Williams. Back with Darren in just a moment.
This is Brett Morris for Morris Land Dairy. Protecting the environment has become a trendy buzzword, but on my dairy farm, it's been our way of life for as long as I can remember. As a dairy producer, I know how hard we work to help to protect the environment. I see firsthand every day how water is reused and recycled for various processes on the dairy. You know, composting manure to enrich our soil, collecting and reusing water on crops have been in practice on dairy farms for years. On many dairy farms, water is recycled and reused 4 or 5 times. Every dairy farmer I know looks for new ways to improve their operation and protect the environment. Dairy farmers use the latest research and technology to remain sustainable. You can discover more about dairy farming at dairymax.org. I think you will be amazed how efficient modern dairy farms are and how dedicated our farmers are to protecting the environment. Again, that's dairymax.org.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
It's a training program that allows cattle producers to learn how to be more proactive in touting the benefits of their industry. MBA stands for Masters in Beef Advocacy, and the Dean of Students of the MBA program is the Director of Communications for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Darren Williams. We talk with Darren about who's been involved in the program up to this point.
We have, you know, large-scale producers, small-scale producers who are producing for their local farmers market. We've got, you know, grass-fed, grain-fed, natural and organic beef producers involved in the program. But beyond beef producers, we've got chefs and dietitians and school teachers, other people who have some connection to agriculture. Maybe they grew up on the farm and aren't even actively engaged in raising cattle now, but wanted to be a part of an effort to spread a positive story about American agriculture, particularly beef production, to consumers.
Now, does this skew a little bit younger as far as the folks that are willing to go online and go through this program?
Actually, it's all age ranges. We have from 10 to 80 years old. We have a 10-year-old graduate from Pennsylvania and an 80-year-old graduate in Missouri. But I did just recently look at the numbers, and about 25% of the graduates are under 21. So we're talking about school-age students, and that's tremendously exciting to me, because you're talking about animal science students at Oklahoma State University who are going to be involved in food animal agriculture for the rest of their careers, and getting them equipped at this point to also be good communicators and to tell the story about what it is that we're doing in beef production.
Where do you see this thing going, Darren?
Well, I think the sky's the limit, frankly. We have about 800,000 beef producers in this country. We've signed up about 3,000 of them so far for this program. I mean, imagine if we could have 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 grassroots advocates. I got my start in politics working for a senator from the state up to the north here, Bob Dole from Kansas. And the importance of having people at the grassroots level engaged in their communities and getting out there in their communities, delivering speeches to the local Kiwanis or Rotary Club or Chamber of Commerce, just cannot be underestimated. That is a powerful force. And I think the future is that we're going to turn the tide on this debate or discussion about how food is going to be produced. We're going to let people know that modern food production is critical to being able to feed a growing world population. And we're going to get people's support for the technological advancements and the work that we're doing today to produce more beef with fewer animals, safer, in a way that is environmentally sustainable for the future.
NCBA's Darren Williams. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Now's the time to be thinking about rotating some of your winter wheat acres into winter canola this fall. Research has proven that wheat yields and quality have suffered due to being grown continuously for decades in many fields. Producers Cooperative Oilmill reminds you that growing winter canola near wheat acres will result in more productive wheat results in future years. And winter canola can be a profitable rotational crop with your winter wheat. Contact Brandon Winters at 405-232-7555 to find out more about growing and marketing your canola with PCOM.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.